Welcome to History Lost in Time, from one enthusiast to others.
And welcome to episode 15. In this naval episode, I will talk about the coastal defense ships of the Siegfried and Odin class.
Why this topic today?
On the way towards the battleships of the German fleet, the coastal defense ships are one step that shouldn't be skipped. That's the reason for this episode.
Political background and commentary.
None.
The sources.
On top of Wikipedia, four books will help me in this episode. Admiral Scheer, Deutschlands Hochseeflotte im Weltkrieg, Germany's High Seas Fleet During the World War, published by Verlag August Scherl, Berlin, probably 1919. It's the date of the foreword. Admiral Scheer talks a bit about how these ships were used during World War I. Ulrich Israel, Jürgen Gebauer, Kriegsschiffe im 19. Jahrhundert, Translation Warships in the 19th Century, published by Verlag Gondrum, Bindlach, 1989, licensed version of the military publisher of the German Democratic Republic, Communist East Germany, and Günter Kroschel, August Ludwig Evers, Die deutsche Flotte 1848 bis 1945, Translation The German Fleet 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Lohse Eising, Wilhelmshaven, 1962, Third Improved Edition 1964, as well as Hans-Jürgen Hansen, Die Schiffe der deutschen Flotten 1848 bis 1945, Translation The Ships of the German Fleets 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Bechtermünz, Licensed Version for the Weltbild Verlag, Augsburg 1998. These three books provide me with facts and numbers as usual. However, I am finally reaching the end of the range of the Israel Gebauer book. Only two classes of battleships of Imperial Germany were designed or built in the 19th century, so I'll need a replacement soon. In the last episode, I talked about the late ironclads of the German Navy. The ironclads did have a couple of issues, and they had to endure a few scandals, like the sinking of the Großer Kurfürst and the bad reputation of the Sachsen class. This coupled with the influence of the Jeune École, which argued that the future belonged to small fast torpedo boats, caused a break in the construction of capital warships during the 1880s. Some people even predicted the end of the era of large warships. However, in the end, things turned out to be different. Other countries continued building large warships, and these ships became increasingly more powerful. The old ironclads and the somewhat unlucky Sachsen ships were no longer a match for these new ships. The head of the German Navy, General von Caprivi, was an army man, and therefore he considered the Navy to be more of a support group of the army. Its main task should be coastal defense. His plan was to attack enemy forces with torpedo boats. The weakened enemies should then be finished off by new coastal defense ships. These new coastal defense ships needed to have a shallow draft in order to be able to operate in river mouths and very close to the coast. Additionally, they needed to be able to use the planned canal between the North Sea and the Baltic Sea. However, they also should have enough armor and firepower to be able to confront any enemy, so as usual, the result of these contrary goals was a compromise. Depending on how you count, 6 or 8 ships were built. The Siegfried class consists of 6 ships only, strictly speaking. The last 2 ships are half-sisters. Sometimes they are added to the ships of the Siegfried class, sometimes they form their own subclass, the Odin class. This is up to everyone. It doesn't change the nature or the history of the ships. The ships had a length of around 79 meters and a displacement of around 3,500 tons, meaning they were a lot smaller and lighter than the large ironclads of the Navy. Their width was around 15 meters. The draft was between 5.5 and 5.8 meters. Depending on the variant, the ships carried either 3 or 6 generators to provide electrical power. The steel ships were powered by 4,800 horsepower engines. The speed was around 14.5 knots, although this varied from ship to ship. The range was around 8,900 kilometers or 5,500 miles. The main armament consisted of three 24-centimeter guns with a range of 13 kilometers and a rate of fire of 2 shots per minute. Two of those guns were placed side by side in individual turrets at the front of the ship. The third one was placed at the back of the ship. The secondary armament consisted of eight 8.8-centimeter guns. These could hold a constant rate of fire of 15 shots per minute with a range between 7.3 and 10.5 kilometers depending on their mounting. On top of that, the ships had four 35-centimeter torpedo launchers. The Odin ships had 45-centimeter torpedo launchers. The Siegfried ships had six 37mm revolver cannons. These were not installed on the Odin ships, however. The crew had a strength of 276 men. The first few ships used wrought iron compound armor. The last few ships used nickel steel armor instead. The ships were built in several shipyards between 1889 and 1896. In Kiel, the SMS Siegfried, SMS Hildebrand, SMS Hagen and SMS Aegir were built. In Bremen, the SMS Beowulf and SMS Fritjof were constructed. SMS Heimdall was built in Wilhelmshaven, SMS Odin came from Danzig. The ships were commissioned between 1890 and 1896. However, just a few years later, between 1898 and 1904, they were rebuilt. The arms race at sea made ships obsolete and in need of modernization within a very short time. During this refit, the coastal defense ships were lengthened to 86.1 meters. Their displacement was increased to 4,000 tons. They received new engines, which allowed them a new top speed of more than 15 knots. Their range was slightly increased. The most obvious change was a switch from 1 to 2 funnels. The old revolver cannons, which were no longer useful, were removed from all ships. To compensate that, the number of 8.8-centimeter guns was increased to 10. All ships received 45-centimeter torpedo launchers and were upgraded to nickel steel armor. The ships had the reputation of being very seaworthy. However, criticism about the design concept came up quickly. The naval arms race made the firepower and the armor of the Siegfried and Odin ships obsolete very quickly, and it was rather doubtful if they could win a fight against modern battleships. The coastal defense ships were an attempt of the Navy to get the combat value of a battleship in a cheap way, and in the end, this attempt failed. The concept of a coastal defense ship went nowhere. If you wanted to defeat a battleship, you needed a better battleship. However, as these 8 ships were now around, they had to be used in some form. They were usually reactivated for the autumn training maneuvers, but spent the rest of the time in the reserve fleet. In case of war, they would have formed their own battleship squadron and would have fought alongside the Brandenburg battleships, the Sachsen Ironclads, and other battleship squadrons. When World War I broke out, all Siegfried and Odin ships were reactivated and they formed the 6th Battleship Squadron. Here I would like to quote Admiral Scheer. He was commanding officer of the fleet during the Battle of Jutland, and in his book on pages 96-97 he describes how these ships were used. By mid-September 1914, the newly formed squadrons that consisted of older ships, the 4th, 5th and 6th, had advanced their training to such an extent that they could be called up for service in the North Sea. They were unsuitable for naval combat, however, they could provide relief in the guarding of river mouths and keep them open against attempts to disrupt them when the fleet was at sea. However, they never got to do such work because their service was short-lived, as their crews were later needed more urgently elsewhere. Nevertheless, their deployment was not in vain, because they were able to provide the fleet with well-trained crews for new ships, and their presence in the Baltic Sea in the first few weeks of the war certainly had the effect of giving our Baltic forces a much greater weight in the eyes of the Russians than they actually deserved. This, and perhaps the lack of confidence in their own capabilities, may have contributed to deterring the Russians from an offensive. The Siegfried and the Odin ships were built in order to break a close blockade. A close blockade is one where a harbor or a coastline is blocked from close range. In such a case, range and speed of the ships are of minor importance. However, during World War I, the German coastline was blocked by a remote blockade from a line roughly starting in Scotland and ending somewhere in Norway. In order to break this blockade and force a battle with the Royal Navy, ships had to travel a long way. In such a scenario, these slow coastal defense ships were not really useful. Battleships at the time had a top speed of more than 20 knots, battle cruisers could travel at more than 25 knots, and destroyers at more than 30 knots. The 6th Squadron was dissolved in late August 1915, and the ships were relegated to secondary duties. These usually included being harbor ships or barracks ships. SMS Siegfried was scrapped in 1920. SMS Beowulf was used until 1916 as sort of an outpost ship, then as a target ship for submarines. In 1917 she was used as an icebreaker in the Baltic Sea, and in 1918 in some fashion during the Finland intervention. For a while she was even the flagship of the Commander-in-Chief of the Baltic Sea. In 1921 she was scrapped. Fritjof was bought after World War I and used as a cargo ship. Weapons, armor, and engines were removed, and she was refitted with two 550-horsepower submarine engines. She was used until 1930 and then scrapped. Heimdall was scrapped in 1921. Hildebrand was supposed to be scrapped in the Netherlands after the war. However, during a storm, she ran aground before reaching Scheveningen. In 1933, she was blown up on sight. Hagen, however, reached the Netherlands and was scrapped in 1919 or 1920. For a brief time after the war, Odin was used as a barracks ship for the minesweeper flotilla that cleaned the North Sea and the Baltic Sea of mines. She was also sold to a shipping company and used as a freighter after being disarmed. She was scrapped in 1935. Aegir had the same fate. She was used as a freighter until 1929. Late that year, she ran aground near Gotland and had to be given up.
Finishing words.
The coastal defense ships of the Siegfried and Odin class were attempts to get cheap warships with battleship levels of fighting strength that could effectively protect the German coastlines together with flotillas of torpedo boats. In the end, this attempt failed. The naval arms race heated up and made the coastal defense ships obsolete within a few years. On top of that, the change from a close to a remote blockade by the Royal Navy made these ships basically useless. In the end, the only way to keep up in this naval arms race was with real battleships. So in the next naval episodes, I'll start talking about all battleship classes of the German Navy. The beginning will be marked by the Brandenburg ships, and at some point the end will be marked by the Bismarck ships.
Thank you for your interest.